wasted on you.
Instagram teen accounts come with automatic protections that limit who can contact teens, the content they can see, and the time they spend on the app. Learn more about teen accounts and Instagram's ongoing work to protect teens online at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
97.9 WFAX FM Nashville.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
615,
baby.
It don't get much bigger.
Come on.
And the big 98.
An iHeart Country station.
Guaranteed human.
The Bobby Bones Show.
90 seconds on the clock. Amy's going to give us morning cornies. We'll see how many we can get. Our all-time record is 6, although we've had 5 pretty recently. Guys, you ready?
Ready.
All right. Amy, go.
The morning corny.
How does a lion stop a video?
Roar.
Pause it.
Good job.
Yeah, pause. What does the lion say to his family before they eat a meal?
Say grace.
Main.
Main. Have pride.
Main. This is the main course?
Oh, where's the main course? That's good. Even if it's not.
Lion, paw.
Can you say it again?
Praise.
What does the lion say to his family before they eat a meal?
Let's graze.
Let's pray. Let's.
Oh, let us. Let's eat pray.
Let's pray.
Let us pray.
Let us pray.
Okay, good. Let us pray.
What do you get when you put 3 ducks in a box?
Quack.
Chick.
Quacker Jacks.
Quacker Jacks. Oh, that was a good idea. That's not it.
Quack box. Quacks in a box.
Say it again.
Quacker Oaks.
What do you get when you put 3 ducks in a box?
Three quacks.
Three quacks. 3 bills.
Box.
Quackies.
Box.
Quackers.
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 Oh, quackers. Good.
That's
good.
It. What do you call an astronaut's beard?
Moon face. Hair.
5 o'clock quack. Shadow.
Oh.
Half moon.
Again?
What do you call an astronaut's beard?
Orbit. Rocket.
Shaggy.
Shuttle.
Face
stubble.
Off.
Stubble.
Shuttle stubble.
That's funny.
Facial,
moon.
Facial.
Atmosphere. Star.
Galaxy.
Facial.
Orion's belt.
Facial.
Facial hair. I don't know.
Spatial hair.
Oh, that's
spatial
it.
Hair.
Got it.
I didn't.
No,
y'all got it.
The clock ran out.
I said facial 100 times and never said spatial.
Then Lunchbox said spatial.
It was after, but I mean.
Thank you, though, Amy.
Yeah.
Gosh.
We like close. It that you root for us. Thanks. How many do we get?
I feel like that was pretty, well.
Did we have 4? We didn't get spatial hair.
You got presses pause.
Okay.
You got let us pray.
Yeah.
You got Quackers.
Yeah.
Quackers. Is that it?
Oh, no. Dang it. No, we got one more.
Man, we worked so hard for that.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you get one more?
I don't think so. If you said we didn't.
Because then you didn't. The next one I think I did was spatial hair.
That was just three?
It's a hard-earned three.
Man, I felt like we were on a roll there.
It's a hard-earned three.
Okay.
All right, we like that. Go ahead.
All right, clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose. Bobby Bones Show.
Let's play the band Perry. Here is If I Die Young.
If I die young, bury me inside. Lay me down on a bed of roses. Sink me in the river at dawn. Send me away with the words of a love song. Lord, make me a rainbow. I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. No, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby. The sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I die young, bury me inside. Lay me down on a bed of roses. Sink me in the river at dawn. Send me people start listening. If I die young, bury me inside. Lay me down on a bed of roses. Sink me in the river at dawn. Send me away with the words of a love song. The ballad of a dove.
I've got a heart of stone. I might have been, but never broke. Always been better on my own. I've been working hard to make it look like I'm okay. So don't give me away. Yeah, don't let me down. Don't sell me out. Don't blow my cover. Yeah, you're the only one who knows that I still love her. You got a secret to keep. I got a memory to drown. Don't fall apart.
nowhere else to hide. I know you're hurting, but I'm needing you to pull me through tonight. One more time, tell me what to say to make them think I'm fine. Cause we both know that I'm running out of lies. Don't let me down, don't sell me out, don't blow my cover. Yeah, you're the only one who knows that I still love her. You got a secret to keep, I got a memory to drown. Don't fall apart, yeah, come on, heart, don't tell me now. Don't you tell me now. I know you're torn in two. Tell me that I can count on you. Don't let me down, don't sell me out, don't blow my cover. Yeah, you're the only one who knows that I still love her. You got a secret to keep, I got a memory to drown. Don't fall apart, yeah, come on heart, come on heart. Don't let me down, ooh, don't sell me out.
Voicemails.
Lunchbox thinks he's being super masculine by like refusing his kids from doing arts and crafts, but it actually reveals how deeply fragile his masculinity is. And so Lunchbox, I think that you really need to look into how fragile you are and why you're so insecure about your masculinity. Okay, thanks. Love y'all. Bye.
He did not want his kids, his boys, making bracelets or necklaces.
Yeah, I don't mind arts and crafts. Like, if they want to color or paint or whatever, that's fine. Like, they can get a coloring book out, draw a picture, that's fine. It's when we get to the bracelets and the necklaces, it just feels like that isn't something they should be doing.
Is what? Travis Kelce met Taylor Swift by making a bracelet.
Yep.
That's right, and that worked.
Yeah. Still not sure I buy that story. Still not sure I buy that story at all.
All right, next.
Yeah.
And the Broncos were in the last year, and you picked Carolina over them. I said go with the Broncos this year. As long as Bo Nix don't stop way too early and break his ankle and stays healthy, we got a real shot this year. So just an idea, just a thought. Bye.
Hey, I love Denver. I hope the Broncos do really well. Abby's a Bronco fan. I got to stay with the team I've been loving my whole life, ever since last year, the Carolina Panthers, when it comes to the NFL. Because I'm a lifelong Carolina Panther fan since last year, and I'm going to stick with them. I'm not the kind of guy who just jumps off a team. Trust me. Look at all my other teams. I don't just jump off a team. I'm loyal. So my whole life, I've been rooting for the Carolina Panthers ever since last year. But I appreciate that, but I'm sticking with them. You guys leave us a voicemail anytime. 877-77-BOBBY. Thank you.
Coming up.
Let's go.
On the Bobby Bones Show.
We got bad roommate stories. I think pretty much all of us have had at some point in our life a really bad roommate. Somebody had thousands of dollars stolen from them. We'll talk about that next.
Bobby Bones!
Back to school season is here, and Dollar General has everything you need to start the year strong. While you're stocking up on notebooks, pencils, and crayons, don't forget to grab a pair of bright yellow sunglasses from the Yellow Glasses Project for just $2. Every purchase makes a difference, with 100% of proceeds supporting teachers, classrooms, and literacy initiatives nationwide. Stop by Dollar General today, stock up on essentials, and shine bright with the Yellow Glasses Project. The Yellow Glasses Project is a program of the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.
University of Maryland Global Campus offers more than 50 flexible online certificates that provide short-term credentials and real-world skills you can use immediately. With a range of affordable undergraduate and graduate certificates in high-demand fields like business, AI, cybersecurity, data analytics, and healthcare, you can earn credentials quickly to help advance your career. No application fee if you apply by September 1st. Classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Thank you.
our population. We're still keeping things just the way God made it. There's been some old city folks trying to come in to change it. Wouldn't trade them square 40 fields for 1 inch of pavement. We're still hollering up in them hills. I reckon that we always will. We're still keeping them parking lot half done, circled on up. Still lighting that fire with a diesel filled cup like my daddy done it. The head is thinking this way and living's getting as good as it gets. If you ever thought about never leaving your little town, keeping them roots in the ground, we'll keep holding it down. There's still 35s rolling down the blacktop, still riding around this little bitty map dot. And you can find us at the corner for a case of them, cause nothing's changed from the days when we knew nothing but keeping them parking lot half done, circled on up. Still lighting that fire with a diesel filled cup like my daddy done it and his daddy did. Still thinking this way and living's getting as good as it gets. If you ever thought about never leaving your little town, keeping them roots in the ground, we'll keep
show up, but our families go way back. So when you said your vows, that's exactly where I sat. Thank God for open bars, cause watching all this ain't easy. And in the middle of y'all's first dance, couldn't help but see you see me. And then a flash, I'm back to sipping Jack with you before you found Mr. Romans. You tipped your glass at me behind his back and I couldn't help but notice. You're drinking water at your wedding, girl. Ain't no bubbles up in that drink. If I'm a betting man, I'm betting, girl. You're scared to death of what this small town will think. Well, I think them tears ain't happy tears. I think you don't love him at all. I think the two pink lines appear. Now you can't have no alcohol. Daddy's shotgun and your mama's pearls. Drinking water at your wedding. Got a beer and he handed you champagne. Yeah, I saw you pour down that vase. And don't be looking at me like you miss me. Hey, I'm just throwing back whiskey while you're drinking water at your wedding, girl. Ain't no bubbles up in that drink. If I'm a betting man, I'm betting, girl. You're scared of death of what this small town would think. Tears ain't happy tears. I think you don't love him at all. I think the two pink lines appear. Now you can't have no alcohol. Daddy's shotgun and your mama's pearls. Drinking water at your wedding. Water at your wedding, girl. said, well, no one time. If I'm a betting man, I'm betting girl, your secret's gonna have my eyes. I think that tears ain't happy tears. I think you don't love him at all. I think the two pink lines appear. Now you can't have no alcohol. Daddy's shotgun and your mama's pearls. Drinking water at your wedding, water at your wedding, girl.
Bones, everybody.
On the Big 98, Nashville's number one for new country. Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have a bad roommate?
Yes.
Were you ever a bad roommate?
I don't think so. I mean, if I was, like, I didn't hear about it. I'm sure I had normal roommate issues where they probably talked about me. I mean, that's just living with someone for a while. But, oh, definitely had a roommate that took things. So a couple, actually.
There's a story because this guy documented everything that was happening with his roommate. He put security cameras up, but they padlocked doors, roommate padlocked doors, used the bathroom in jars.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Well, not that bad. I'd rather you take from me.
Then use the bathroom in a jar?
Yeah, what are you doing? That just seems odd.
I guess maybe you don't want to get up and you just say you just pee in a jar in your bedroom.
Oh, that's like, what didn't Zach Brown?
But he owned the bus.
And that's because he didn't want to get up and stub his toe.
He would pee in jars too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, worst roommate you ever had?
Depends. There's ones that stole and then there's ones that were just really annoying. Like they labeled all their food with post-it notes.
Which one's worse?
Probably the one that stole because there was just like a lot of lying and things to figure out.
What did they steal?
Well, there's a couple of different ones. One stole a credit card. I really liked her, though.
Yours?
Like a lot. Yes, I've told you this story multiple times. She was living off of it. A gas card, an Exxon card that my dad had given me. And it was for emergencies. I wasn't even using it. That's why we didn't know. And then one day, because it wasn't being used, and then it had like $2,000 on it, my dad called me and said, "What in the world are you getting at Exxon?" And I was like, "Dad, I haven't even used that. In fact, I just laid it on the kitchen counter because I don't need it in my wallet." So then I go check the kitchen counter where I'd thrown it like in a bowl and it was gone.
How do you address the situation with her?
I had to confront her when she got back and I haven't seen her since.
So did she leave immediately?
Yeah, she was going to a concert that night with her boyfriend. And I was like, "It's so fine. We're going to figure this out. Like, we'll..." You know, she tried to deny it at first, but there was no denying it. My dad had already called the gas station.
All her clothes said Exxon. Her shirt said Exxon.
Well,
her
that's
hat.
The thing. So she was living off of it for food and stuff. And she would, I don't know if we were texting or calling back then, but she would hit me up somehow and be like, "Hey, do you want a Diet Coke?"
I'm at Exxon. Yeah,
sure. But all of her food, all of her gas, which... From where she was, we were in Austin, like where she lived, like where her parents lived. It was like all the gas stations there and they lived a few hours away. My dad already done all the research. He's like, "This is exactly what happened. If it wasn't you, I figured out." And I'm like, "I couldn't believe it." I'm like, "She wouldn't. I couldn't believe it."
Did you ever get the money back?
I believe her parents paid my dad back.
How
yes.
embarrassing. Okay.
And her parents even came and picked up all of her things. When I tell you, I have not seen her since. She never returned home. She went to a concert that night with her boyfriend, and I thought, "We're still going to be friends. Like, this is just an unfortunate thing. You were desperate. I don't know what caused..." Like, I really liked her. And then, and me confronting her took everything in me because I did not want to do it, but I knew I had to. And then she left, never came back. And then my other roommate that lived with us at the time, we were switching to a two-bedroom. And so then I had to call her parents. I'm like, "All of her things are here." So they drove down and got them all. And I think she ended up getting the help that she needed. Like and later she did send me, years later, she sent me a letter apologizing, but there was no return address. So I had no way to reach out to her and tell her,
"This is your mom.
I wanted to forgive you the next day, you know? Like, I..."
Look in the camera.
Yeah, Amy, that camera.
No,
right there.
I don't want this to be on camera.
Look at the camera. The whole thing's on camera.
Well, I know, but I told this before.
You know, we're on air. We're talking.
Yeah, the whole thing's on.
People can hear us. It's not us just alone here.
I know. This is one of those things. So that's probably not my worst one, but that's something she stole. But we had a roommate, like, those steal textbooks and stuff.
From you?
Yes.
And then resell.
Other roommates, too, which that was the annoying part, is textbooks were everything when we were in college, you know? Like, to buy them was expensive, and you couldn't wait to sell them back to get a little bit of money. Not even what you spent on them, obviously, but it was just a big deal, and it was frustrating. And we had, my other roommates and I, we had to, like, piece together all of her lies. Like, she even... She would lie about where we went to school.
This is all at Texas A&M?
It was weird.
Interesting. That culture there.
Wow. No. This is when I don't want to give away too many details.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Okay, now let's play Cody Johnson. Here is Till You Can't.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. Just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. Greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. So take that phone call from your mama and just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can.
Show. We got more bad roommate stories. Amy's probably the winner, but I have one that was weird. Lunchbox has one that ends up in handcuffs. We'll go around the room. More bad roommate stories next.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Ain't it a scary thing? When somebody's time here ends, laying flowers on their grave, wondering where their soul went. I tried and I tried, he was starting to listen. I brought him to church, he was feeling conviction, but you took him away before I could convince him. So I'm here on my knees saying, hey. to pray, God. I just had to suck it up and say goodbye to my best friend. And I don't ever want to never see him again. And I know the only way to get in is through you. And he wasn't quite the Christian he was supposed to be. And Lord, it ain't my place, but could you let him in anyway? I can't imagine the day on my heart's last beat when I walk through those gates and he ain't waiting on me. All I needed was a little more time, I swear. I was so dang close, it ain't fair. So hey God, I know you know what I'm about to pray, God. I just had to suck it up and say goodbye to my best friend. It up and say goodbye to my best friend.
She's a gold digger with a quick trigger, a cast iron skillet swinging lid flipper. Now he's a double wide on the county line, sipping on a six pack of Lone Star Light. She did him dirty, took him to the cleaners. Now her pockets and her pastures are greener. He says, I don't miss her or her sister. Back. Now he's a buckskin, 15 hands, five-time team rope champion. She never liked him, she don't need him. Hell, she don't even know how to feed him. She ain't a cowgirl, she can't stand Merle. Hell, she ain't never two-step or snap pearls. So after about a month of Jim Beaming, that old cowboy got to scheming. Saying, hi. Sister, I don't need that old drop top Cadillac. She can keep that diamond. I ain't lying. I just want my horseback. Last night, around midnight, he took his lucky fence pliers and a mag light. He cut the fence out, he snuck on in. One whistle in the wind and that buckskin, he came running right up. He had the saddle all ready, so he saddled up. Rode off like a bat out of hell, and you could hear that cowboy yelling, singing, I don't miss her or her sister. Drop top Cadillac. She can keep that down.
horseback.
Bobby Bones.
Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
When I moved to Austin, I moved to Austin sight unseen. Never been to the city. I had a friend who knew someone down there. I was like, hey, they could use a roommate. So I moved. I didn't know anybody. Great. Moved in with this person. And my hours were really weird because I worked at night and I wanted to get up to 4 or 5 in the morning. And we didn't really have a relationship. We didn't really know each other. But we would buy our own groceries. And I understood. Everything was separate. I was told that when I moved in, it was fine. I loved it. But boundaries are great. They're set. And I know them. And one day, I accidentally ate from this person's bread and not mine. The two breads were the exact types of bread. I guess, I don't even know for sure, that I ate two pieces of bread from the wrong bag of the same bread. And I woke up with a note on my door that I owed 86 cents.
For the bread?
For the two pieces of bread. Wow. They literally could have taken two out of the other one and just put it in theirs if it meant so much. Mm-hmm. But that was the worst roommate experience because that kept us from ever having a relationship. I did have a roommate that I was great friends with, best friends all through high school. I told you guys this. We moved together in the dorm, and I just went back to the dorm one day, and he was gone. He completely moved out. All of his stuff. I was too hard to live with. My schedule was so regimented. I had to be at work all day. I'd study. I have to go to sleep. So it was hard to have a college experience with me going, we have to be quiet. I have to get some sleep right now.
Yeah, he was trying to live a little.
And so I just came home, and half of the entire room was completely naked. Like, moved. Mine had stuff on the walls, clothes hanging in the closet. And his half of the room looked like it had never been touched.
Were you a little relieved, though? Like, you have your own dorm room now?
I was later. My feelings were very hurt because it was my best friend from high school. Oh, all yeah. Growing up. And we moved into the dorms together. We later patched up. And we talk now semi-frequently. Like, we're friends again. But that one hurt. That one hurt bad. So those are my worst two-ish roommates. I didn't have a lot of roommates, though. You have a bad roommate story?
I didn't have any roommates at all until I got my four kids, and they're the worst roommates ever. They don't pay
you
for anything.
You never had roommates in college?
No. Mm-mm, had my own place.
Wow.
I never lived in dorms because the first couple years in college, I lived in my parents' house, going to the local college. Then I transferred over to the main college.
But even an apartment.
Yeah, that was awesome. I had my own apartment.
Oh. How'd you pay for that?
My dad paid for it.
Oh, wow. Must be nice.
Yeah.
You ever have a bad roommate lunchbox?
Oh, yeah. I had bad roommates. I moved into the dorm with David. And yeah, he was terrible. I said I wanted a non-smoker. He smoked his cigarettes and his weed in the dorm room. And he had all posters that you could not even see him until you turned the black light on. And then it was just like all these weird mushrooms and stuff. And it was so awful. And so if I was home, he would leave the dorm room. If he was in the dorm room, I would leave. It was so awful. And then we got raided by the police because he was smoking weed in the dorm room and it was wafting, whatever you call it, out in the hallway. So I got put in handcuffs while they searched our room. It was awesome.
Was there anything on your side of the room? Anything that you would get in trouble for?
Oh, no. Nothing on my side of the room that would get me in trouble. And so it ended up, afterwards, he's like, oh, don't worry about it, man. I'll help you clean up. And I was like, clean up, dude. You need to move out. Like, we are not good roommates.
Oh, he didn't go to jail?
No, because I knew they were coming. I got a heads up. And me being the nice person that I am, I went through all his stuff and was like finding stuff. And I threw it in the dumpster. And like, he had a bunch of empty beer bottles under his bed. I don't know why he would keep the empty beer bottles. Like, after you drink them, just throw them away.
That's college. You keep a bunch of dumb stuff.
And so I wrapped it up in my comforter and took it out to the dumpster like I was doing laundry, tossed it. There was a locked briefcase under his bed. And I was like, oh, there has to be stuff in there. Put my dirty clothes on that in there. Boom. Threw it away.
You threw away the locked briefcase?
Because you thought drugs were in there?
I mean, why else would it be locked?
Okay.
I don't know.
Could have been school stuff in there.
I mean, it was so annoying. He was like, oh, dude, some girl called last night. I don't remember her name, but it started with a consonant, not a vowel.
Talking about somebody for you?
Yeah, and I'm like, cool, man. He's like, but I don't know who it was.
You're like, girls don't call me.
No, I wasn't like that. And then so I had the rest of the first semester, I had my own room in the dorm. And then come back from Christmas vacation, and I got a 21-year-old dude living in my dorm, and he thought he was my dad. Like, he'd go out partying, come back at 2 a.m., and he would have a talk with me the next day saying,
mentor. Hey. You had a mentor.
No. hey, man, if you're going to stay out that late, wherever you are, just spend the night where you're at. What? What are you talking about? He's like, and we're going to unplug the phone at night, and no one can knock on the door past 10 p.m.
Oh, no, that was me. That was me. That's how my roommate moved out. Like,
oh, no. That's me.
It was awful. This is
the Bobby Bones Show. Let's play Josh Ross. The song is called Hate How You Look.
It's hard to believe it. Girl, that I'm seeing what I'm seeing. Don't want to assume, but it seems like you're having the time of your life. I wasn't expecting you wanna be the center of attention. Know just what you're doing while you're spending time in some arms that ain't mine. Yeah. Hate how you look in that one that you know I love, red dress. Hate how it still gets my heart breaking, beating out my chest. And acting like what we had is gone. Girl, it ain't been that long. I hate how you got that up for something kind of look in your eyes. Hate how you're happier when I'm about to lose my mind. You look so good and damn, that's why it feels so wrong. Girl, I hate how you look moving on. Wish I could help you. Girl, I don't know why I haven't left you. I'm watching every second like a train wreck. Can't look away, it as hard as I try.
I've been running around, up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold. Be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're about to add home. Smiling out there, watching them. Big old yellow bug, it's about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish.
in this town, settling down out here on the outskirts. I'm over all these Saturday nights. I miss the stars in your eyes. Yeah, we're gonna give up on the fast life. Have a couple babies, raise them up right. Take them to the river, get them baptized. Back in our day, if I'd have just
something good.
Yeah. This town stepped up in a huge way to give an 11-year-old boy the birthday surprise of a lifetime. It is amazing. Amy has it next. And tell me something good.
Hey, the Bobby Bones Show.
Get into the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event and get away with a great deal. You can get great deals on the most popular models, including adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's the bold Elantra, loaded with the latest tech. Or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Probably leave. 'Cause I know.
Bobby Bones.
Nashville's number one for new country.
L. King and Dierks Bentley. Worth a shot.
I'm not ready to give up on us yet. One last hurrah, it might just do the trick. Might be in a bottle, little proof from the past. Might be at the bottom of an empty glass. Don't know if the whiskey can it or not.
Baby, it's worth a shot. One shot from the top of the shell. Maybe two, what the hell? Cause we've been on the rocks. One shot, maybe all that we got. I don't know about you, but I think it's worth a shot.
To hear the full interview and more live performances,
check out the Bobby Bones Show podcast at bobbybones.com, on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You're just little. Like kerosene dancing around the fire, but you're in. So you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart, and now all that's left of me is beating in this guitar. Every night a different. She follows me around, so you get what's left of me. Yeah, you get what's left of me. Cause she got the best of me. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth a living for. And an old dusty hand-me-down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over. A little more with every song, see, I'll sing along. She got the best of me. She broke my heart, now all that's left of me is beating in this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me around. So you get what's left of me. Yeah, you get what's left of me.
Big 98.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Come on.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open a bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, and you play the last song. Blow out the neon. Don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. And them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun. We can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, from the truck to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot, maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park. Open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are cold, and you kiss me like that, I could shout a straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back. After them after hours, we could bought a dinner on the kitchen counter. Wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park. Open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed, no, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon. Just as long as I'm with you when it's time to go. After all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So an Alabama community really came together to make an 11-year-old boy's birthday really, really special. So the mom, Leah, she posted on social media saying, hey, my son Soren, he loves trick-or-treating. Only problem is it's not Halloween yet, but that's what he wanted to do to celebrate his birthday. So people in their community decorated their houses for Halloween early, and he got to go around for his birthday and trick-or-treat.
This wasn't Make-A-Wish or anything?
No, 83 families participated.
That's crazy.
And this isn't Make-A-Wish and like everything's good.
No, he's an 11-year-old boy with autism that was having
got
a birthday.
Got it. Okay, that's... Okay.
I got it.
But it's not a Make-A-Wish.
No, but okay. Did you say that he had autism at the beginning?
No.
Okay.